Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your body, your health. Now the KMOX Health Checkup with Fred Bottomer.
Your blood type may help predict your risk of COVID infection.
Type O blood may offer some protection against coronavirus. Two studies published in Blood Advances suggest people with type O may have a lower risk of COVID-19 infection than those with other blood types. They're also less likely to have severe outcomes if they do get sick.
A group of scientists is now calling the idea of herd immunity from COVID-19 a dangerous fallacy.
80 researchers say in a letter published in The Lancet that with the second wave hitting Europe and winter approaching, clear communication is needed about the facts. The letter says the so-called herd immunity approach, where a large outbreak among the low-risk population may protect everyone, is not supported by scientific evidence. In fact, the researchers say any strategy that relies on immunity from COVID-19 is flawed, and uncontrolled transmission among younger people would create a significant number of deaths among the entire population and would even lead to more infections for the foreseeable future.
Medicare's open enrollment period is underway.
Financial planners are telling Medicare beneficiaries to take a careful look at what they're signing up for this year. There might be changes prompted by the coronavirus pandemic affecting costs, coverage, providers, and pharmacies. Experts also advise people to consider buying Medicare supplement insurance to fill in the gaps. Open enrollment runs through December 7th. The Congressional Budget Office says 61 million Americans were enrolled for this year. 63 million are expected to be on board for 2021.
How safe are those electric scooters that are now in a lot of cities? New research from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Many of those injured on scooters were riding on the sidewalk, says study author Jessica Cicchino, even when there are rules that prohibit that. And many were first-timers.
I think a lot of it has to do with inexperience. We saw in our study that over a third of the e-scooter riders who went to the emergency room were injured on their very first ride.
Cicchino says urban planners need more research before they can decide the safest way to deploy the e-scooters.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KMOX.com/health.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.